Well, the three partners, Jane, Marge, and Mr. Jackson, are ready to open their office, which supplies a fourth at bridge, a service to bridge players looking for a fourth hand. They've rented an office from Mr. Race on the top floor of the building where Mr. Race has his real estate office. This episode is in two scenes, the bridge office and then to Mr. Race's office. But first to the fourth at bridge service, where we find Jane at a big desk, gazing anxiously at the telephone. The door opens and Marge enters. Listen.
Good afternoon, partner.
Oh, hello, Marge.
How about you? You seem quite comfy sitting back at that big desk there, staring into space.
I'm not staring into space. I'm staring at this telephone. Do you know not a single soul has called up all morning?
Well, they said you watch the kettle, it'll never boil. Where's Mr. Jackson?
Oh, he's in the other office there. You know what I think we ought to put in here, Marge?
What?
A shower.
A shower?
Yes. I notice at home the phone always rings when I'm taking my shower. And I thought we'd put a shower
in. That's a very good idea, Jess. I'll think that over.
Well, I wish you would, because this is getting monotonous just sitting here waiting for customers to call up.
Well, give them time. We've only started to advertise the place today. I'm not worried about customers coming once we get started.
Well, I am. I thought I'd be busy all morning taking orders over the phone. You know what? Maybe that telephone man who put in the phone this morning gave us the wrong number.
What?
He might have made a mistake and left us the wrong number.
Oh, no, Jane. That's the number I asked for, and I had to do a lot of talking to get that special number. South 4040, 4th and Bridge. Get the idea?
What idea?
What idea? The 4s. 404, 4th and Bridge.
Oh, I just said that.
Well, wake up, Jane.
Yes, I can answer the phone like that. 4040, 4th and Bridge.
That's the idea, Jane.
Oh, let's term it that way. Oh, you think of everything, Marge.
Oh, good.
Well, you do. I always say that about you. I say Marge thinks of everything.
Jane, I bet you do. I wish I'd thought of asking that husband of yours to get somebody up here to wash those windows. Look at that dust. I can write my name in it.
Well, I think you ought to write all three of our names. After all, we're partners.
Oh, Jane. There won't be any names written because I'm going to have somebody up here right away to watch me. But first, I want to see Mr. Jackson. I want to know about those men who answered the ad this morning. Were there many?
Oh, yes.
Oh, get out. Get over here.
Oh, hello. I was just asking about you. How's it going?
Quite well, I think. I must say very well. I was just making an index file of my players. You see, on these cards, I have them cataloged according to...
Well, how many players have you hired so far?
So far, I've engaged 6 players.
Six? That's not very many. You expect to do much better than that. Is that all that answered our ads?
Good heavens, no. The place is literally swarming with the fellows, wasn't it, Miss Ray?
Quite. Well, what was the matter with them? Couldn't you hire more than 6?
Not more than 6 than I would personally recommend, Miss Hale. You see, not only must they be excellent bridge players, but they must have that several fare, a certain amount of personal charm. They must be neat, but not gaudy, as the bard would say.
Yes, I know. The ad specified all that.
Well, you should have seen some of them. Right, Mrs. Ace?
Right.
No, I had all I could do to keep that nasty temper of mine in check. Some of the chefs were quite persistent, and I had to tell them I'd let them hear from me later. Of course, I had no intention of calling them again.
Well, see here, we need quite a few more players. How much longer do we run that ad in the paper?
Oh, there will be more, Miss Hales. I'm entirely satisfied with the 6 I've already engaged. And they understand the terms.
Yes, sir. Did you make that clear?
Oh, quite. Right. As I explained to them, they would pay $5 for an evening for a big game. And if the game was small, say a 10 cents or less, they would just pay $2. And they would split that fee with the office.
That's right.
And I explained to them at great length that whatever they won, they would split with me. And whatever losses they incur, I would also split with them.
Well, how are you going to tell whether your players win or lose? Just take their word for it?
There, my dear Miss Hale, you have a very shrewd question. And, I felt it in a very shrewd way, if I may be permitted to personal bouquet.
Why, of course, Beckett. How did you solve it?
Well, I'm insisting that every player, on leaving his game, bring back to this office a score sheet showing the final tabulation of the game and signed and witnessed by the 3 other players. Quite clever, don't you think?
Yes, I think you've got something there.
Oh, of course I am. Of course, I'm quite proud of that. It was so came to me out of the blue, you might say. My mind's been unusually alert this morning.
Yes, I can see you're on the job all right, Mr. Jackson.
Well, I'd like to be on the job, but somebody would only call us up and order some chairs.
Oh, now, don't worry about that, Jane. It takes time. This idea has to catch on.
Yes, I know. Home wasn't built in a day, but just the same.
Well, I better be going now. I want to stop down to this floor and speak to our landlord about getting those windows washed.
Say hello to him for me, Mark.
I will, Jane. I'll call you later to find out what's going on. I've got to get back to my job.
Well, I wish you would, Paul. I wish somebody would.
Oh, take time, Jane.
I know, but I picture this different. I picture crowds of people coming and going all day long.
What you pictured is the World's Fair.
What?
The World's Fair.
Oh, it is not. The world's round. Everybody knows that.
Oh, see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Michelle. Brilliant girl, Michelle.
Brilliant?
Oh, yes, yes. I like her very much.
Well, brilliant isn't the word for it. She's very brilliant, if you ask me.
Quite. Very brilliant, of course. You've known her long?
Known her long? My God. We've known each other since I was this old. We went to school together. We were playmates together.
Oh, well, I did. You were playmates?
Oh, yes. He's my best friend.
Yes. It's quite delightful. And sexual dwarf and all that. Charming personality. Well, so usual these days, a woman with a good mind and a hat that can look sick on top of it. Well, if I were a few years younger, perhaps not quite so faulty, a few more hairs on my head. Oh, well, like it is.
Why, Mrs. Jackson.
Only daydreaming, Mrs. A. Thistle.
Why, Mrs. Jackson, you're old enough to be her oldest daughter.
Oh, of course, I realize. I beg your pardon. How old do you take me for?
Very.
I assure you, my dear woman, that I'm not more than 34. I've lived a rather hectic life, which may account for some of my physical ailments.
Hello.
Well, hello, Marge. Come in.
Well, Mr. H, is your tenant not come to complain that the windows in that office you rented us are so thick with dust that we seem entirely surrounded by fog?
Fog, huh? Well, that should make your English bridge instructor feel right at home. And to say nothing of my darling wife, to whom being in a fog is no novelty.
Now, you leave Jane alone. She has her own troubles.
Yeah? What troubles?
Well, she wants that. There hasn't been any calls for business. And then she sits up there staring at the telephone hoping it'll ring.
Oh. Wait a minute, I'll give her a ring.
Now, I have no time for foolishness.
Oh, but wait.
I've got to get back to my job, and I just wanted to report those windows.
I'll have that attended to right away. But wait a minute, Mark. Let me call her up. Let me even with that number up there.
South 404. Oh, I had a lot of trouble getting that special number, too.
Yeah, that should be very easy to remember.
Oh, now, why are you calling Jane? You'll only aggravate her.
No, I won't. She won't even know me. I want to have some fun with her.
Now, she's not in the mood for fun. She wants business.
Well, I'll throw a little business her way.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the Fourth of Bridge service?
Yes. Oh, well, 4040, Fourth of Bridge.
Yes. Well, how much do you charge for players today?
Oh, well, we have number $5 and number $2.
I see. Well, are the $2 ones fresh?
Oh, yes, they're fresh.
I say, are the $2 players fresh?
Oh, yes, they're very fresh. We just got them in this morning.
Oh, you got them in this morning. Well, how about the $5 ones? Are they good?
The $5 players? Oh, yes, they're better than the $2 ones.
Oh, well, I'll have the $5 ones. Send over four.
Yes, sir. What's the address and what time do you... Four? You said four?
Yes, send four.
But four is all the players that can play with.
I understand, but you see, I don't play at all. I just like to tip it.
You're really going to upset
us. What?
I say, I don't play. I just like to sit around and watch bridge games. I'm what is known as a tippeter. Send four players, please, and I'll watch them play.
Well, all right. We have certainly a lot of players. We'll have to charge $5 a piece.
That's quite all right.
What's the address, please?
The address, 5423 North Boulevard.
5423 North Boulevard.
Why, she'll know that address.
What time is it?
About 8 o'clock.
Oh, thank you. Call again, please. Goodbye,
ma'am. Goodbye.
Well, did she know you were?
Even our own address didn't mean anything good.
Well, she's so excited. Her first order.
And what an order. Oh, but wait a minute. That was too easy.
Wait a minute, I'll mix her up a little more.
Oh, now don't call her again.
Oh, sure. We'll probably pass on. Now, I might as well have a little fun with her.
Well, I've got to be going. I'm a working girl, you know. Me few business is a sideline with me.
I know. Well, wait just a minute, Marge. Let's see what happens here.
Hello,
hello. I'm the party that called a moment ago about sending four players over. Remember?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, I wonder if you could make that five.
Five?
Yes, I get lonesome kibitzing by myself. I like to have someone to talk to. You better make that five, player.
Yes, sir. A five, yes, sir. I'll be very happy to, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, ma'am. 8 o'clock, ma'am. Goodbye, ma'am.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh,
I'm not
like
that dirty trick.
Well, she wanted action.
And don't think we won't get it as soon as we get going. It takes a little time for the idea to get circulated around.
Of course, I
expect this thing to be so big I can quit my job one of these days and become a businesswoman on my own.
Well, I hope it works out that way, Marge.
Oh, it will. I have a hunch about this new business. If only Mr. Jackson will get busy and hire enough players. Why, he's just about depleted our stock with that order of yours.
Depleted it?
Yes, he's only hired 6 altogether.
Oh, why didn't you tell me? I could have ordered 8. That would have really thrown her for a lot.
Why, then I'm glad you're still here.
Yeah, hello, Jane.
Well, I'm all out of breath. What do you think? Let me sit down. 5 players ordered all at once. A person called and ordered 4.
Yeah, okay, now take it easy.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell you. A person called and ordered 4. Then he called and ordered 5. Isn't it marvelous? Our first order.
Oh, Jane, what an awakening you're going to have.
What?
It's just a joke.
A joke? Well, I heard it with my own receiver. He just called me up the minute he met.
Yes, Jane, yes.
Well, he did.
Hello.
Oh, well, there he is again. I bet he wants this now. Give me that phone.
Hello. Hello.
That first order may be a joke, but there are others that won't be, as we learn when next we meet the Easy Agent.